Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We get new music every Friday, and that means we bring to you the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
We have Miley Cyrus music, which should probably be first, but we'll get there, Annie. Okay?
Okay.
We'll get there.
I can't wait.
I know you've probably listened to the song 27 times.
Oh, that's light work.
We might have watched the video together this
She's
morning.
Already showed me the video.
That's baby numbers, Carson. 27 points.
We start first with a Christmas song from Mary J. Blige, Last Christmas. It is Wham's iconic Last Christmas. She did it for Amazon Music. She was ecstatic to do so. She says, I've always loved how Last Christmas walks the line between being an upbeat song and a heartbreaker, all while still remaining one of the catchiest holiday songs. Now, the quality on this, for some reason, is a little bit weird. I think whoever uploaded it to Amazon Music may have screwed it up, so it's a little bit distorted. But this is Mary J. Blige's Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
What do you think of Kennedy? I know that's one of your favorites.
One of my all-time favorite songs in the world, and I don't like people messing with things I like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this, she gave it her whole... She didn't just redo it. She, made it her own, and I appreciate it.
It's got that Mary J. Blige sauce on it.
I listened to her about five times this morning while I was in here. So I enjoyed it.
I just don't... You don't need to touch Last Christmas.
I agree, but if you're going to, Mary J. did it.
Right.
There's only one Christmas song you need this year, and it's Holiday from Lil Nas X. There, I said it.
That's so wrong.
Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen, Kennedy. The song is called Chinatown. Bleachers have returned with fellow New Jersey legend, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, for this new single. Jack Antonoff, of course, a friend of the show. He was a member of Fun, now with his own thing in Bleachers, said Bruce joining this song was the honor of a lifetime. Chinatown will be on their next album, slated to drop in 2021. These are Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen, Chinatown. Listen.
Ugh.
Oh, really?
No, it was bad.
Are you kidding
so
me?
Bad. It's so bad. And it's... I like both of them. That is so bad.
Probably that's for somebody, but it sure ain't for me.
Oh, my gosh. One of the best songs of the year. Right.
What?
There. One of the best songs of the year.
Carson, I don't know.
It's incredible. It's an incredible song, you guys.
This Do you say that just because it's Jack Antonoff and you feel like everything he does has to be brilliant?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, see.
I mean, he's so talented. Don't get me wrong.
And Bruce Springsteen in this song?
They're both
amazing.
So talented.
Bruce Springsteen released a new album, and there are really good songs on it.
And I love that. I love that album as well.
You two don't need to preface this with anything. That's just bad.
Stop. All right, Annie. I'll give it to you now. I'm not going to wait until the end. Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa. the two powerhouses join forces for this not-so-subtle love letter to their exes. Prisoners will appear on Miley's upcoming album, Plastic Hearts. When does that come out? Do you know?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Oh, really?
7 days. No big deal.
Okay. Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa, the song is called Prisoner. I'm not even going to ask Annie what she thinks, because that's like asking me about a Jack Antonoff song.
The video premiered last night at 7 on YouTube, and I was in the waiting room for the premiere.
I did the same thing for the Lil Nas X Christmas song.
I was chomping at the bit for this video.
It's such an 80s vibe. It feels like Olivia Newton-John's Physical.
Right.
Let's get physical.
Well, it's funny because Dua Lipa had a song, Physical, on Future Nostalgia that is pretty similar to this song, and I feel like they're both just going for that vibe, that 80s.
I feel like there's a distinctive 80s vibe to what Miley's doing. Obviously, I mean, she's got Joan Jett and Billy Idol.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like an 80s song.
No, it sounds contemporary.
It's not whatever. So.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, this great. That is, the 80s is living right now with Miley Cyrus and The Weeknd.
And Dua.
And they're doing it really well. It's not cheesy at all. It's like really cool sounding.
Like Miley just looks so happy that she's finally getting to sing what she wants to. That whole rocker vibe. The video is so good.
Watch the video to the very end.
Okay. Yes.
Anyone who has an ex that they don't like, go ahead. All right, you're welcome.
Listen to this one, Kennedy.
Go on.
This is mind-blowing to me, actually, because I'm going to play you a clip of Justin Bieber. So we have the Biebs and Shawn Mendes. The Canadians have teamed up for a song all about the pitfalls of fame. The two are vulnerable and real about their experiences being young in the industry. They have come a long way from this interview back in 2015 with Justin Bieber about Shawn Mendes.
Do you look at a kid now like Shawn Mendes and think like, man, I wish, you know, I was going through what he's going through now with what I know now?
Who's Shawn Mendes?
It's like when Mariah Carey was like, I don't know who that is.
Who is she?
About
who is she?
So was that real or is that tongue-in-cheek?
No,
he honestly did not know.
No, he had no idea. Shawn had just come out with Stitches.
Oh, okay.
So he was like just coming off that Vine fame.
Justin
was a little punk.
Here it is. The Biebs and Shawn Mendes. This is Monster.
I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go.
I see what he did there.
And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
the fact
really
that those
good.
Two boys have those voices and then are just so
and
perfect.
Just the
together.
Words are so good.
They're, right. It's flawless.
Just sonically, I think that's the best song
ever.
The
one thing that came out of 2020 that I never thought would is I'm a Justin Bieber fan.
You're a believer. You are a believer.
I think I'm a believer now, yes.
I hope there's a good Shawn Mendes guitar solo in there too. Like really soulful R&B good. There's not?
No, I mean that will be on his album, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Wonder will be more acoustic-y.
Right.
But...
Wow, that is good.
I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go.
All right, there you go. New music from Mary J. Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen, Miley and Dua, and Justin and Shawn Mendes.
Best one. Look at these two little Canadian boys.
Who is Shawn Mendes?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.